It is amazing. I mean, when we had the reverse cameras in the back, that was an amazing breakthrough, wasn't it? And that's just old hat now.
It is. I've got to say, it's a bit old hat. Love using it. I've got to say, you know, if you parking and things, so we've got fully automated, driver assist to go along in reverse. I drive a Volvo. Compliments of Volvo, I've got to say.
Now, if you're driving a Volvo, did you wear a hat as well? You got to wear a hat.
I couldn't do those jokes, Paul, because they'd invited me along with all these car journalists to drive this new car.
Right.
Got to say, I was kind of like the odd one out because a couple of them actually came up and said, "You're not a real journalist," which is. I've got to say, bit snobby, isn't it, Paul?
Well, don't forget it's Volvo. I mean, I can remember this movie, and I can't remember the movie's name, but they're all people in a mental hospital, and the guy was getting them to do ads.
The Dudley Moore was in it.
Was he?
And yes, he was, all and right. It was all about truth in advertising. Most of the slogans we can't say at this time of 9:30 in the morning.
No, so but the one about Volvo, the slogan he came up with, if they're boxy, but good. If they're boxy, they're good. That's right, for old Volvo. But the old Volvo, they reckon she's the safest car in the world.
Oh, they do. And talking to them that day, they had a designer out there from Sweden. They actually flew him out after we'd driven all the cars.
You have the Volvo, have the Volvo today for a test drive.
I was tempted to do those jokes, but they'd park me miles out from having lunch, and I was worried I'd have to walk back.
Right.
If I meant to, but all the journalists there, right, all high-end car journalists from around Australia who've been flowing in, got to say. And then Richard Pascoe pipes up and says, "Talking automated cars, what about the kangaroo?"
Right.
And nobody else had asked that question, and he admitted that kangaroos and automated cars have a huge issue currently.
What is that?
Because they cannot pick the kangaroo. When it jumps, they don't know how the kangaroo is going to move.
Hang on a second, but what do they think the kangaroo is? What does the technology think a kangaroo is?
That's the issue with automated cars.
The car goes... Well, see, it's a Volvo, so he'd be going, "What is this coming up? This is a kangaroo." I mean, they wouldn't know what a kangaroo was over in that land.
No, they wouldn't. So over here, it's got to say, it's a tiny bit different.
Yep.
Because we quite like the idea of automated driving. I do as well.
Yep.
Never have to worry about insurance. Never have to worry about drink driving, all those sort of things. But there's still some bugs to iron out.
Kangaroos to iron out as well.
Exactly right.
And I'll tell you what, I bet the technology's okay with elks, because they have elks in that. We can spot an elk, but these blasted kangaroos in Australia, doi-doi-doi-doi, I don't know what this means.
But elks are stupid. They just wander out onto the road at a nice low speed, and, you know, that's the car can go easily around them.
That's
right. Kangaroos, they're all over the place, Paul.
They're hopping all over the place. And, of course, Skippy, there you got. Oh, by the way, do you know what Skippy's favourite program was and is?
Oh, no. Go on, tell me, Paul.
60 Minutes.
Oh, okay.
There you are. That's just one I threw in for free. No charge for that. Now, listen, Hotel Key...
I was going to say, maybe Carl Stefanovic can use that joke when he goes on there soon.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Are you reading the nonsense stories about... Who cares about Carl Stefanovic? Fair dinkum, it is wall-to-wall rubbish. All this stuff about this guy who earns $2 million a year, about his love life and all that. Really, I don't care. I don't know if anybody else does, but I just don't care about this sort of stuff. There's more important stuff to talk about, like hotel key cards are going digital.
They are. So the old days when you used to go along, you used to go up to reception desk and you used to get your key, and then you used to walk down and you either put it in the...
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I know you've checked into some more hotels than I have, Paul, in my time. You're still using that name. It's terrible, Paul. So when you go along and you've got the ones where you go along and you literally scan the doorknob as well for things like that. But then again, if you put it next to your mobile phone, it tends to deactivate it. But now lots of hotel chains are actually going along and making them digital, which means all you do is download the app. which particular hotel you're staying at. And while it's on the app, it knows that it's your Paul Makin's, your name, you've checked, literally go along and check in. Makes it very, very easy to go along and do. You just walk up to the door with your phone and you can open the door with your phone.
Everything is on your phone these days.
Exactly right. So I quite like that idea, because, you know, there is nothing worse when you've been out all night, you have hotel, you go back up to your room, you might have had one or two...
Old acquaintance be forgot. I'm going to get the key in there.
You discover it was next to your mobile phone and it doesn't work and you've got to stagger all the way down to reception.
This doesn't bloody work. I've got to go down to reception. That's going to be a bother.
It will be too. Much better to scan with your mobile phone.
That's it, and then you're away and you're in your room and whatever. Now, the old venerable keyboard could be retired.
It could be. Lots of new companies out there are going along and showing new computers with screens, but no physical keyboards on there at all. So, you know, a lot of it is because, you know, look at your phone. Is there a physical keyboard with you, that you're attached to your phone? No, there's not. So it's tapping on the screens. Lots of these are coming along, and they've actually got ones that actually project out onto your desk, and they're starting to really come to the fore as well. So we might see the keyboard being retired very soon.
Isn't it amazing how things change? You know, like, I mean, it changes basically on a weekly basis, doesn't it? I mean, you've got a keyboard there. It eventually will be people and young kids growing up will say, what the hell is a keyboard?
Exactly right. You know, we've got the iPads with the built-in keyboards on them as well. So lots of people are growing up with this now. And we're going to see all the new things coming because we've got the Consumer Electronics Show starts just after the new year. So we'll be doing a few segments on that as well. So we'll be able to tell you all the things that may be coming and all the things that probably won't be coming as well. So lots of new things coming.
Absolutely. And we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He is a wonderful man because he produces all of this wonderful information for us. Now, you're talking about things that, you know, these things are disappearing. There's hotel keys are changing. Maybe keyboards are a thing of the past. Are you telling me that plastic credit cards will soon be a thing of the past? The old plastic?
It's a cashless society, Paul. So, you know, I hate to say this, but we're doing so many more payments on our phone via an app on so many things now.
Yep.
We can go in a retail store. We can tap with, you know, if you've got Apple Pay or Google Pay. The banks are holding on to those plastic credit cards like for grim death. I've got to say that at the moment. I love the idea, I've got to say, and I think every bank should really be getting on board with this because it reduces the risk of fraud greatly. Because what happens is, Paul, your phone, I mean, you've got an iPhone, I've got an iPhone, you know, that's locked to us. Even if somebody stole our phone, they can't get in without your ID, without you putting your number in, can they?
No, that's exactly right.
Yep, but if we've got along and we've got those credit cards, there's lots of tap and goes can be run around town. So I really do like the idea. It is coming, but banks don't, I've got to say, a lot of banks don't like it because what happens is that you, Paul, go in to buy something at a large store, you give them the credit card. Now what happens is then they go along, they know that Paul Makin has bought this item and this item from this retailer. And it goes on. It builds up a bit of a profile about you, Paul. So if you've gone and subscribed to like their website, they keep sending you things. There was one retail chain out there was able to pick when somebody was about to get pregnant from some of the things that they bought. Not that you're going to get pregnant, but some of the things that they bought. When you go along and you use your phone to buy things, it only gives a code that goes along and says, Paul has enough money in the bank to do this. The retailer doesn't even know it's Paul Makin that's buying it.
That's
so
good.
It's which I absolutely love. So now you can see why the banks really want to hold on to that old experience with the plastic credit cards, because they want to get inside that phone app to go along and say, we want all that information sent to us. So it's how you market things. But I really do like that idea.
Mm. Now, you said it's a cashless society, but I have a little cash. I have a little jar here. It's an old Grumpy Pills, Uncle John's Grumpy Pills bottle. But I keep all my little coins in there so I can buy a coffee at Choo Choo's next door. And when you come up here, I'll buy you a cup of coffee with my cash. So some of us still operate with a little bit of cash.
Hey, we love cash, Paul. Got to say that.
We love cash.
Oh, dear. Anyway, we move on. We are talking to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. I've got a little surprise for you at the end too, by the way. Now, what about new tech for Christmas? Now, we've talked about Christmas. A lot of new tech came out, didn't it?
Look, it did. So if you got a computer for Christmas, can we just go back and just revisit that? Set it up correctly. Make sure that you've done all your updates for it. You put the apps on there you want. You know, check your apps in your operating system. Make sure it's all updated. And uninstall what you don't use on there as well. So if you've got a computer that you might have bought from a major retailer and it's got all of this, you know, trialware and a third-party antivirus, can I just say uninstall all of that?
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times you don't need it. Because if you bought a Windows 10 computer, as we've said many times, Paul, that's the antivirus of choice. But set it up correctly, because when we get tech at Christmas, it's about us getting online as quickly as possible and doing something with it. But a little bit of forethought, uninstall what you don't need, set it up your way, makes for a happy computing experience.
You know how you go online on your phone, right, and you go to different websites? Now, Marion and I have a little disagreement about this, because I always go through and I get rid of them. You know what I mean? So they're nice and clean and make sure that I haven't got any sort of... Does it matter? She says it doesn't matter. I go through her, it's like, if I tried to get rid of every one, I'd be there for a week.
Yeah, no, it probably doesn't matter, Paul.
It doesn't?
The only time that... No, I think Marion's fine here.
Oh, God, yeah. She's right again.
Yeah. So, yep, no, I hate to say it. So, you know, browsing on your phone is normally fine. The only time you'd ever do is if you get stuck. Then you would do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what else we're going to have a look at? That's it for the week, is it?
No. Over last year...
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you about the number of downloads and stuff we've been doing.
In 2018, so far, and we've only got a couple of days left, the world has downloaded 113 billion apps. A phenomenal figure. Got to say that. It's just amazing. We're just living in that world on our phone, on our tablets. It's amazing. Amazon's Alexa app was actually the most downloaded app in the Google Play and the Apple App Store on Christmas Day. So lots of people out there have bought the Alexa virtual assistant. So, you know, it was quite surprising. And Google Home was the sixth most popular app in both stores as well. So we're heading towards, as I mentioned last year, those smart home assistants, people are starting to use them in their home. So as well, I was at somebody's on Christmas Day and they got two Google Homes, one for the bedroom, one for the kitchen.
Okay, so that is it for this week. What's your website too, mate?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Now, before we leave, I've got a little surprise for you. Now, you know a bloke called John Blake, don't you?
Yes, I do, Paul.
Okay. John Blake works for 5AA, a radio station in Adelaide. Now, he is absolutely brilliant, and he does this thing called Behind Closed Doors. Now, he did one of me many years ago, and you really, in Adelaide, you've made it when John Blake does a send-up of you. And guess who did a send-up of?
I think he's done one of me.
He has done one of you. I'll play it to the listeners and then I'll get your reaction to it. Here we go.
Tech guy, Richard Pascoe's on the phone. Richard, what advice have you got for people who are booking their trips away for Christmas?
Oh, Brad.
Yeah?
Don't get ripped off.
No, that's right.
Now, I get this all the time, Brad. People saying, I got an email. It says I've won a trip away. Don't believe it because it's not true.
No, that's right, isn't it? If it sounds...
too good to be true.
It's probably...
not. That's right.
And, Richard, what about booking your travel online?
Oh, God, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
So, don't do it?
Don't do it, Brad. You'll get ripped off. Don't trust them.
Really?
No, don't trust anybody. Everything is a rip-off.
Wow, that is pretty serious, isn't it?
Yes, computers are evil.
Well, you know, I've got one. And
well, get rid of it quick.
What about when you're travelling, Richard? What about free Wi-Fi?
Oh, God, don't use that. They can steal all your stuff.
Really?
Yes, don't use your phone. It'll ruin your life.
Oh, that's good advice, Richard.
It'll take away your soul and you'll never get to heaven.
That is really good advice from Richard Pascoe.
I hate technology.
Oh, Richard, you've made it when John Blake does a send-up of you.
He's very funny.
What did you think of it when you first heard it?
Oh, look, I laugh every time. I really do, because I actually ran into Blakey's show one night, because for the people up there, he does a show on radio down here, and I rang in, and he said, "What do you want?" He said, "You're on every show around Australia. Now you want to get on my show. What do you want? You're always negative about everything, Richard." So, he's a brilliant. He takes off everybody very, very well. Politicians, the whole lot. The man is an absolute genius.
No, he
and
is.
And a great compliment for him to do me. I've got to say, I was wrapped in that.
That's fantastic. All right, mate, I'll see you next week. You have a great week. And listen, I hope to see you up in this part of the world in the new year. You and I do the breakfast show together. What do you reckon?
I reckon that sounds like a plan, Paul.
Beautiful, mate. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Paul.
See ya. That is Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM.
You're having bacon and eggs for breakfast on Fab FM.